still working again.
What?
Okay, so we're doing, continuing with this Sugya Majjhima Mahajan. It's probably one last day. So just to review again, not the svaras, just the fact. So you have basically three levels of doing the Mitzvah Ner Chanukah. The first level is Ner Rishu Beiso, which means that every household lights one candle per night, one candle every single night, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1. That's the basic level. The second level is Mahadran, which means that you light according to the number of members in the household every night. So if you have five people in the house, you light 5, 5, 5, 5, 5. Okay, every night. And the third level is Mahadran Min Mahadran. It's a Machlokas, Beisham Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel says you do 1, 2, 3 all the way to 8, and Beis Shammai says 8, 7, 6 to 1. Okay? Fine. Now, that's basically the fact. Okay, and Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel. So the reason why is Beis Hillel is reflecting the number of days which have passed, and Beis Shammai is reflecting the number of days which have yet to come. Okay, that's one way to learn. The other way is Beis Shammai is reflecting the Pari Achag, the Karbanos and Sukkos, which go down in number, and Beis Hillel is going up, Ma'il Mikodesh. You always go up Mikodesh. Okay, fine. So different ways to explain the Beis Shammai itself. Fine. So Tosa says like this. So the question is according to Beis Hillel, let's say you have five people in your family, according to Beis Hillel, how many candles are you lighting on the first night? Okay? In other words, you're going 1, 2, 3, 4, 7, 8, but does it mean 5, 10, 15, like that, or it just means really 1, 2, 3, 4, all the way straight, you know? In other words, does Mahadran Min HaMahadran build on top of Mahadran, or is it really a totally separate thing? Okay? So Tosus says they're separate. He says v'amhadrim and amhadrim. This is on Chof Aleph Amud Beis and Shabbos. Tosus dirmasal v'amhadrim and amhadrim. Nira l'ri de Beis Shammai Beis Hillel lo kaimi ela nira shu Beis Hillel. So Beis Hillel and Shammai are going on the first level. One candle per household. And then, one candle per household is the basic level. But it's amhadrim and amhadrim to enhance the one candle by going 1, 2, 3, 4, and as the first night do 1, but then the second night do 2, 3, 4, 5, right? Shekein yesh yoser hidor. Because that's more, it's funny thing he says, but there's more hidor that way. The ika is better, it's better enhancement. The ika hekera, because it's noticeable, kishemosef aholech, o mechaser, where you go up, or you go down, shehu keneged yom ha'nechmasim ha'yotzim. Because then it's very, it's really noticeable when you're going up, when you do 1, 2, 3, all the way to 8, or 8, 7, 6, that the reason why you're doing it in order to correspond to the number of days. Aval im osen ner l'chol echad, right? But if you do a candle per each one. Okay, so that if you do 5 on the first night, right, Ner L'chol Echad, even if, let's say, you do 5 on the first night, because you have 5 people in your house, afilu Yosef mikan ve'elech, even if you go 5, 10, 15, 20, Lecha Akera is not going to be noticeable. She is Brusha Kalkesh Me'eldom Abayis, because then they're going to think that's 7 people you have in your house. In other words, he means if you do 5 the first night, so they'll say you have 5 people in your house. Then the next night you do 10, they'll say, oh, now you have 10 people, 5 people moved in. And then you do more, 15, they must say, oh, more people moved in. By the time it ends up, they think there are 40 people in the house. It's funny, right? That's what he's saying there. He says that, again, his point is that when you're going up, you want it to be noticeable that the reason why you're going up, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, because that's the number of days. So if you start with 1 and you work your way up, then it's clear that's what you're doing. But if you start with 5 and then you go to 10 and then you go to 15, they're going to think that the number of people is going to be going up. Okay, that's his pshat. So therefore, Tosus is saying that it doesn't, don't combine Mahadran and Mahadran and Mahadran. Okay, if you do Mahadran and Mahadran, just stick 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, 8, that's it. One menorah. Okay, apparently they didn't have menorahs. Okay, and it's a good question that they didn't, but they didn't have menorahs. Okay, I don't know if Tosus is against the idea of a menorah, or just he didn't have it. But whatever it is it didn't, because otherwise he'd just make a nicker very easy. You have one menorah, two menorahs, five menorahs, and it'll be clear that it's not because there are more people, it's because, you know. So for whatever reason, that's not a solution. Okay, but Tosus, so that's what I say. So again, if you do 5, 10, 15, they're going to think that there are many people in the house. But if you do 1, 2, 3, or 7, 8, then they're not going to think that. So any questions? Good. So you're asking good questions. That even if it's 1 through 8, you'll think that. Notice you light one candle the first night. Then the second night, they'll do 2. So how do you know? Maybe that's because the first night there was 1 person, now there's 2 people, now there's 3 people, now all the way up to 8. Why is it, isn't it the same problem? Like, how are you going to, if you're worried that a person is going to start thinking that your increase is due to people moving in as opposed to nights, so why is it any better if you do it, if you start with 1 and work your way up, or you start with 5 and work your way up? Either way, they're going to think that. Unless they know that you didn't have 1, 2, they just know no people aren't coming, but then they know by 5, 10, 15, 20, also, you know. Like, how does this help? That's the question. How is this better? If you're worried about that type of reasoning, which sounds far-fetched altogether, but if you're worried about that type of reasoning, then you should be worried anyways. But the Rambam actually says that. He says the first night you light 5, the second night 10, 15, 20, I think his example is 10, whatever. But he just says that Mahajan, he learns that Tos is excluding. Okay, let's see that. Okay, so the Rambam says like this, Paragraph V. Common Eros Rambam of Chanukah. This is in Hilchos Chanukah, Paragraph V. How many candles do you light? Mitzvah Shiyah Kol Bayis Abayis Malik Ner Achad. So the mitzvah is every house lights 1 candle. Bein Shiyon Shiyah Bayis Merubim, Bein Shilohi Abo El Adam Achad. So whether there's 1 or many people, just 1. Amahadar is a mitzvah Malik Neros Kaminion Shiyah Bayis. Ner Lechol Echad Ve'echad Bein Noshim Ein Noshim. So the Hidur Mahadrim is to do 1 candle per person. Now the Yoser also have also mitzvah mufchor malik ner lechol echad ve'echad ve'layla rishon. You light 1 for each person on the first night. Umosif olav v'chol layla le'erechad. And every night you keep increasing 1 more. Ketzad, he explains. Harishan shobayis over asara. If you have 10 people, v'layla rishon malik asara neros. The first night 10. V'lasheni asrim. V'layla shloshim ashnim. So malik biyom shemini shmonim neros. So 10, 20, 30, 40, up to 80. Right, that's where the Ram has to do it. Okay, there's Mahajim and Mahajim. So Tosfos says, if you do that, then the first night you see 10. So you say, oh, there must be just 10 people. Then second night you see 20. You say, oh, 20 people, 30 people. So you're not going to notice that it's because the nights are going up. You know, so the nights are going up. So you're just saying, it's yeah. But so the same problem. So if you have 1, you see the first night you see 1. Then the next night you see 2. You'll say, how do you know that guy's going to say it's because it's the second night? Maybe you'll say that now there are 2 people in the house. Maybe there are 3 people in the house. Or if you go 8, 7, 6, maybe first he'll say the first night there are 8 people in the house, then the next night he'll say there are 7, someone moved out, all the way down to 1. I mean, why is it any better whether you do it, whether you if you're worried about that problem, how does it help whether you have Mahajan or you don't have Mahajan? So Johnny asks, why do we care what people will think? So what's the answer to that? Right, so in the service they say, because Pesim and Nisa. So Pesim and Nisa, I mean, we'll get this, because apparently it would seem the Rambam doesn't really care. Right, unless somehow he's going to answer those problems. But you could say the Rambam doesn't care. But on the surface, look, it's Pirsa Manes. So, Hecker is, I mean, normally mitzvahs, you don't care what people say, I think. You do the mitzvah, whatever. Let them think what they think, but I'm doing the mitzvah properly. But here, it's very important what they think, because this is Pirsa Manes. So if you can do it and no one's going to know what's going on, then is this really going to function for Pirsa Manes? So let's accept that for a second, although you could question, but that's where the Machlokes is going to be. But it's not absurd to be worried about what people think. It makes sense. There is certainly a sense to it. So that's Tosa's learning. It does. That's important. And therefore, it is interesting what Tosa says. Is it's like, it's better. Ishkeni yoser hidar. It's better, more hidar. It sounds like the Lashon lends itself to saying that Tosa would agree if you did like the Rambam's way. It's still okay. It's just better to do it this way. It sounds that way. Which again, we can get to that also. But let's take for granted that you want people to notice it. Now I'm just saying it's fine. But Yehuda's question is, yeah, but what's the difference? If they're worried that they're not going to notice it, then either way they're not going to notice it. Okay, so I'm thinking similar to what you guys are saying. I just think maybe there's one further point is that, I think what you're saying is all true, but I would say is that the way Tos is describing it is that, let's say the first night you see one candle. Okay, so you see one candle, so you say, wow, must be for some reason they're lighting a candle, you know, something, nace, whatever you know, whatever your knowledge is, but must be there's a mitzvah, there's a thing to light a candle. And then they see, again, the second night, they see 2 candles, and then they see 3 candles, they say, oh, I guess it must be as the nights progress, they keep lighting candles, right? What are they going to say? They're going to say, maybe it's because the people in the house, what people in the house, they're not going to even think of people in the house. They don't know about people in the house. They just see 1 candle, 2 candles, 3 candles, first night, second night, third night. There's an obvious connection. That's what they're going to say. But if you say on the first night you see 3 candles, let's say, so how is someone who sees 3 candles going to understand that? Okay, what's the deal? What's 3 candles? So the mind looks for an explanation. So the only explanation that you'll come to is it must be there are three people, right? That's what you're gonna think. It's not why you're lighting the mitzvah. Unless, either you're gonna say it's their custom to light three candles, which for some random reason, or you'll say, oh, there must be there's three people in the house. Three people in the house, three candles. So that's the only way you could explain it. The only explanation you come up with. It's not the third night. It's not anything. It's just three candles. You know, and or if you'll see different houses have different three, this house has four, so that's going to be explanations of people in the house. So that's going to be the way you can explain it. The first night, you're going to think, oh, they light according to people in the house. Now, the second night, you see six candles, so you're going to say, oh, so now there's six people in the house. See, you're already on a track. In other words, if you already formulate a theory on the first night, then to get someone off of his theory and say, wait, maybe there's another... How do I know... Well, I already have a theory that's based on people. Now they're six, so I'm not going to say there's a whole other theory before I totally debunk my first theory and show that I prove that this can't explain it, because my theory is per people. So now I have a good theory. So now either six, okay, so there's six people, move there, nine, more. Now, it may get to a point where a guy says, wait a second, this is too coincidental, there must be another factor. But that's only when it starts getting ridiculous. Like if you get 80 people or that you get too much of a pattern. But in other words, once you have a theory, it says it's not going to be noticeable that there's another factor. A person doesn't look for another factor if you already have. The person always looks for the way to explain something. The observer. So once he explains it, he assumes that he's happy with it. But again, therefore it's not going to be nicker. But if you just see one. You say one, now two. What are you gonna say? Are you gonna make up people in the house? There's just no reason to make that up. There's a natural way to explain it is it's because of the number of the nights. That's the only reason. That's what I'm saying. The only reason Tosfos is saying is that you're gonna posit it's because of people and people changing is because you already have something on the first night which is already indicating number of people. So therefore, you're gonna stick with that in your explanation of the succeeding nights. But if you never had that, you'd just say some guy's going to make up 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. He's going to say the number of people, where'd that come from? You're just making that thing up on your own. It's just out of nowhere. Yeah, that's what he says. He says, like, this is the way he even says it. He says, it's going on Ner Shabbos. If you light one, then when you are Mosif, it will be Nicker. Then when you add, it will be noticeable. But if you do Ner L'chol Echad, you light five, even if you add on further, it's not going to be noticeable because they'll think that's how many people. So he's describing, if you start with one, then it'll be noticeable when you go to two, three, four. But if you start with five, it's not going to be noticeable because they're going to think this is you're just adding people. Okay? I mean, it's good. I mean, it's somewhat of a, I guess, like psychology or the cognitive idea, just the way people, you know, but I guess you deal with the mindset of how a person's going to interpret it. I think it's true. Now, although it's true, I mean, I guess, Matt, what you're saying is, it's true at a certain point the guy probably will notice it. Either when he sees a significant pattern or when it just gets too high of the you know, there's more people than square feet in the house or whatever. But that's not the idea. The idea is you should notice it right away. It's not that at the end of the night, the Hanukkah, you say, wait a second, now I get it. All those times that was what's going on. That lacks in the Hidur. Okay, we good? It's true. So Ari asks, he says, what are according to Shammai? The first night he's going to see eight. He's going to say there must be eight people in the house. How else is he going to explain it? So Johnny answers back, he says, no, but you don't have to assume they don't know anything. It could be they know about Hanukkah, and if the halacha was like Beis Shammai, then they would know that everyone's lighting eight candles in the house. Everyone's doing that, that's the thing. So he'll say, you see eight, he'll say, it's because the night, it's the eighth night, and then you see seven, six, he's just going to assume that's the normal thing to do. But if a guy lights three, there's no explanation for three other than the fact that this guy is on the track of lighting per person in the house. In which case, the next night when he sees six, he's going to say, oh, so there's more people in the house, and there's more people in the house. But again, if eight is the way to do it, you always do eight, because that's the halacha, everyone lights eight, and that's what everyone's doing, and you have some basic idea that there's an eight-night miracle. I guess it's true, you have to assume they know something. But if they know that, then they'll just say that's the mitzvah, light eight candles, then you see seven, six, you'll work your way down. Yeah, that's point is also true. I mean, basically, the idea is like, the number of days, once you start multiplying, it starts already getting confusing. As long as it corresponds to days, then there's a natural thing to go to days. 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 8 days. 1, 2, 3, 8 days. But once you start multiplying already, it starts getting very confusing. And it's not going to be noticeable anymore. You know what I mean? I think it's true, is that once it starts getting a mixture of things, you say it gets confusing. I just think the way Tosfos is presenting it, is like he's, it sounds like he's saying, is if you're starting off with the people, then it's going to start with how it's going to proceed onwards. I mean, those are drawing out a point, which does seem to be better in Beis Hillel. But, I mean, it also could work in Mishnah. It gets much more confusing in Beis Shammai if you can starting off that way. Because it starts, like I said, 24 the first night, who knows what's going on. It's confusing. But if you see 5 in Beis Hillel, it's a little bit better, because you say start 5, so then you'll interpret it as 5 people in the house. But then they say the next night it's 10, you don't know. Is it that it's just more people, or is it that it's another night? It's not noticeable. It's interesting. It's like, you could, it's funny, because like, you could have argued, if you're just trying to show people what night it is, don't people know what night it is? You know what I mean? But the way we learned is that you're not trying to show what night it is, but you're expressing a concept about the Shavach, about the Nes. So then it's not just that people know what night it is. You're not just trying to let people know what night it is. Look at the calendar, they'll figure out what night it is. But it's an idea in your Shavach that you're expressing about that God's miracle is increasing, or whatever ideas which we were talking about last week, you know? So it's not just that they'll know what it is, but it should be clear what the idea that you're expressing, what's going on here. So if we're good, now this brings us to the Rambam, correct? So what's the Rambam going to do about this problem? And does the Rambam not... there's two ways to go. Is somehow the Rambam thinks that people will figure it out, or the Rambam doesn't care what people think. Which one is what he says a better way to go, methodologically? He doesn't care, right? Because otherwise, I mean, what kind of machlokes is that? Do you think people are going to figure out the math or not? I mean, it's making a good argument, and it seems solid, and it doesn't see that's not a machlokes. So they're arguing about whether they'll figure it out or won't figure it out. It seems like the Rambam doesn't care whether they'll figure it out. It's not his interest. So if that's the case, then you have to define what's the machlokes. Is that in Mahajim and Mahajim, is it important that the people will notice why you're doing it or not? And so I think the Ramah, by the way, the Ramah says the menorah thing. I don't know if the Ramah made it up or it's earlier than him, but he says that if you do it, you can do like the Ramah and do menorahs, and then you satisfy everybody, because this way it's noticeable and you have all the people, you know. But I mean, sounds good, but I don't know. It's hard to believe Tosis couldn't think of that. Oh, they want to say. Oh, this I think the Aruch HaShem wants to say this also, is that back then they lit by the doorway of their courtyard. And there was a very slow place to light. So there's only one place to light, so you couldn't pull it off. But now we light it in the house, and it's noticeable for everyone in the house, and you can put it by different windows and different parts of the house, so you can do menorahs, and it'll be noticeable just by the placement of the thing. That's true. That's a problem. Daniel mentioned it. It could be, according to the Rambam, you have to light 40 candles. So once you start breaking them up and do different groups, it's not an entity of 40 candles. Who's to say it just means that your house has to have menorahs all around the house? The idea is it's one lighting, and that's what it gets to the Griz, really. The Gris says, it's always one person lighting it, because it's like an enhancement of the mitzvah. So there's one guy doing the mitzvah, and it's one hadlaka. It's not 8 hadlakas or 5 hadlakas. It's one hadlaka of a certain amount of candles. So once you can start separating the candles in different places, that's not the thing anymore, according to Ram. And the Gris wants to show, because it's tied with Hidur. Hidur is always an enhancement of the thing itself. It's not doing other stuff. Hidur is enhancing the thing. So, I mean, you can look at the Gris. It's interesting. It's an interesting thing. And the Gris versus the Ramah. I mean, the Rambam and the Ramah. I mean, but I'm just saying that's where it comes from. It's like that's they try to get everything by doing menorahs. I mean, I'm not saying, you know, it's sarachin about whether it works or doesn't work. But I'm saying that's in theory, that's what they say is our idea. And that's such an important point. But the Gra mentions this, that because again, the Machlokes Beis Shammai, there's two ways to explain it. One way was it's trying to reflect the nights. Whereas Beis Hillel is reflecting the nights coming and the nights leaving, and Beis Shammai is reflecting the nights coming. Right, and the other way was is because we want to go up because Smile and Kodesh, you go up, or because the down because the Parechag, they went down. So he says that the Gra points out, and the Gemara then brings the story of these two Zakenim who did it, and one guy explained he did it up because of Smile and Kodesh, and it was down because of the Parechag. So he says the Gemara there is poskening like the explanation is really because Parichai went to Kodesh. And if that's the case, then who does it have to do with Nicker? It's not a matter of people noticing it. It's just an idea that you're going up or you're going down. It's not a matter of how many nights. The how many nights was the first explanation, which we're not holding by. So I think the Gemara would say this. The Rambam could be very good according to the way the Gemara is concluding with the second that explanation. That explanation doesn't do with Nicker. But Tosis is bringing in both of them. He's like bringing in the first explanation of the number of nights. Seems like he's learning. I'm not sure if he wants to say Tosis is learning. Where's the girl? On Shulchan Aruch. Yeah, I think that's Tosis. I don't know if Tosis, if the girl's claiming Tosis learns that both of them are still true, But I mean, I think that's what he wants to say. If you learn like that, and Matt, that was your point, I guess. If you're going up to show Malik, who cares if people notice? It's nothing to do with the number of nights. It doesn't talk about if you don't know how many nights. But you're saying just going upwards. But I mean, he could even still say, though, it could be not so good, because even if you're going upwards, they're not going to know you're going up. They'll just say you have more people in the house. That's not really going up. That's just, you know, I mean, it doesn't reflect the idea that you're going up. It just happens to be the number of people in your house have gone up. Like, if you're going to worry that people are going to say that, that the observer is going to say that, oh, but your point isn't that. Your point is that it's for you.
Yeah, like the reason why.
Right, it's
why
because.
We're going up is
right.
To reflect the idea that the miss is for us, you know?
I understand. So that's only. Who cares what people
sort
know?
Of similar, I was saying
similar to what Daniel's saying, I understand. So I'll tell you, so one time I heard Rebbe give a shir. That was a few years ago only. I don't know, maybe 3-4 years ago. Yeah, okay, so. So he wanted to say, because the question is, like, what's the deal with Pearsim altogether? It's like, it's just funny. Like, a guy is on the street, can be walking down the street and see, wow, what are these candles? And it's like, you know, he doesn't know anything. Like, does he know about Hanukkah already? Does he not know about Hanukkah already? Is he, now he's going to start asking questions? And he's going, like, what exactly is going on here? You know, like, what's supposed to happen, Pearsim Hanukkah? How does it... What exactly is the sequence of events here? And is the guy going to start saying, figuring out, it must be there's this many nights, and he's going to start... I mean, how much is the guy going to really be figuring out? I mean, and how many ideas is the guy got? I mean, he doesn't know the story. If he doesn't know the story altogether, I mean, what's going to happen? Then he's going to ask, and then... I mean, is that part of the mitzvah to start explaining to him? Or, you know, just seeing a candle. All right? So, he wanted to say that the real kiyam, and I don't think he was saying this in the Rambam versus anyone else. I think he's just saying this is just what it means. Is that the real kiyam in Pearsim is the kiyam in you, in the Gavra. Believe. The idea is that a person, should, when he thinks about Ner Chanukah, or thinks about the miracle, he has to realize that it's an unbelievable event. And he should give Shevach about the event. But there's an idea is like the Shevach, and this is kind of relates to what we talked about by Parachag, but the nature of the Shevach is that this idea, how significant is this idea? This idea is significant that everyone should be aware of this idea and this event. So the way in which he gives Shevach is he should be mefarsem it. He should publicize the miracle. But it doesn't mean that the fulfillment is because another guy sees it and says, hey, what's going on here? And that. I mean, that's true. That's a possibility. And but the idea is that you are making a public display. Like if you really value this thing, that's the way you express yourself about it. It's the idea. The kiyum is in your realization of its significance that you are displaying it publicly. Something which you think everyone should know, you would display publicly. Now of course, I guess people in theory should be able to see it. Otherwise, it's just, what's the point of the thing? But the benefit, it's not. It's more that's the idea in your shavach that you publicize it, and that's a kiyum for you. That's the greatest kiyum for you to be involved in it. That you are publicizing it because something which you value, you publicize. Right, like it's just like Avram Vinu had a great Avos Hashem, says the Sefer, Avram a great Avos Hashem. He put it around and publicized, told people about it. That's just naturally. If a person finds something of great worth, then he's going to want to make it public. And he's not going to just give Shevach in the privacy of his own home, but he's going to express it in a way where it's noticeable. You know, it makes it available to different people. But the kiyum is not in the other people learning about it. I mean, the kiyum is in that you are demonstrating it to everybody. The proper expression of Shavach about this event is a public display of the Neros. Now, if you're so moved to do it because you just are so moved, then you're at that level. If you're not so moved, the Chazal codify the ultimate expression. But this is the appropriate expression of someone who's moved by the ideas of the Neros. That's the mitzvah, and that's the idea of making it public. But again, the making it public is not, the value of the public is not... is not in the people who learn about it. If no one learns about it, it's still a value because the value is for you. So even if no one happens to ask you what your Ner is there for and no one ends up finding anything out, but the idea is you are making it public and the idea that you are making it public is the value, and if someone will ask you or whatever, then you will answer them. But it's a value for you. It's a certain type of a Shavach that you are involved in. You're being Modiyah the Nes. Yeah, that's why it's good. This is why it's very good, isn't this? What the Rambam will get to is that. So in theory, the Rambam will say now that you have the Hibbeh Mahadran and the Mahadran is an enhancement of your Shevach, that you are being Mefaris in the Nes and you have proper ideas and your lighting corresponds to proper ideas about the miracle. So it doesn't mean that now the observer is going to see all these other ideas. The idea of Pearson, according to the Rambam, is in one thing, that it's a public display. This is the machlokas, the Rambam and Tosfos. Because you have a mitzvah, they both do the same starting point, that the mitzvah is really a mitzvah for you, that you are giving Shabbat Hashem. But the manner in which you do it is through a public display. The manner in which, so the ma'isa is, again, it's a ma'isa of your shavach, with the values in you, but the type of shavach is one of piersim. It's a public display. Now the question is, now you have these ideas, these mahajan, minim mahajan, so the question is wherein is that these enhancements? Are the enhancements, since the mitzvah is, the Rambam is going to say, since essentially the mitzvah is a mitzvah of shavach, and the publicity is just is like the type of shevach which you're giving, the enhancements aren't so far as your shevach is concerned. That your shevach, it corresponds to the idea of the going up, of Ma'alim B'Kodesh, or reflect to all these different ideas that we talked about. And now your lighting could correspond to two ideas. To the idea that everyone in your household is involved in the Nes of Ma'ajim and Ma'ajim, and also the idea of the going up, a different idea. So it was that your shevach could involve in your mind, in your hadlaka, could involve multiple ideas, and that's a greater kiyam. The more ideas, each idea builds on the next, and the different ideas. And you know when you're lighting, why are you lighting 40 candles? I'm lighting 40 candles because there are five people in my house on this day of the night. So therefore, your shevach will. It's a kiyam in your shavach that you have all these ideas, and it enhances it. That now, will the observer know? No, the observer knows, sees candles. That's the idea, is that the type of shavach I give is a public shavach. So I give a public shavach, but that doesn't mean the details, the enhancements in the thing have to partake of that publicity. Those are the details. But the institution, the action which I'm doing, is an action of publicizing. So Tosus learns, I'll get to it. So Tosus learns that since the nature of the mitzvah is that it's a piersum, whereas the nature of the shevach is that it's not just shevach, but a shevach of piersum, so the mahajim and a mahajin is enhancements of the piersum. Whereas that's the question, is the enhancement of the piersum, so it should be neker. Tosus doesn't disagree, that's what he says, it's more. He says, since there's two facets to the thing, there's the basic shavach, but the type of shavach is piersim, so it will be better if you could incorporate this shavach into the piersim. There's this facet into the piersim. That's what Tosus argues, that it'll be better. He would agree that, look, it's good if you have that idea, and in your life it'll be better. But he says, since the manner of the shavach is one of piersim, so therefore, the kiyum should be incorporated into the piersim, so it should be also noticeable what you're doing, and if it's noticeable, so you have to do it in a way where it's actually noticeable, otherwise you're not incorporating it into your piersim. But the Rambam learns, the Rambam's learning that it's true that the basic idea, it could be the whole thing is, the idea is really the person is, the person essentially is involved in Shabbat HaShem. Now the fact that, and that Shabbat has many facets to it. Now one idea is that insofar as he's giving Shabbat, then he makes it public. But it doesn't necessarily mean that he's giving a shir, a public shir, about all the different ideas the whole thing is a little bit far-fetched. The guy's going to start seeing, the observer sees a candle, so it'll bring to mind, he's making a public display. But that doesn't mean that every single aspect, all the fine details of the thing, are involved in the public. That doesn't have to follow just because it's public. It has to, that's the question. Yeah, it's a shir in his recognition that he's recognized. It shows that he recognizes the nace that he wants to make it public. But that means all the details, he's involved in details. There are ideas about the concepts about nace, and presuming he's in the Shavach, and he's thinking about them, he's involved in them, and believe, he's thinking about all these ideas. Now, the Shavach is such, it's so significant that it moves him to make it public, but that doesn't mean the details are public. So the Rambam learns the Mahadran. That's the question, is the Mahadran and Mahadran, or these levels, is that a halacha in the kiyam b'lev, in the person's internal fulfillment of the mitzvah, or are those halachas in the piersim of the neis? Are the kiyumim in the piersim that they're levels of publicizing? You could publicize this idea, publicize this idea, publicize more ideas, or is it or according to Ram, it's not ideas in the piersim. The piersim, the real kiyum of the piersim is internal. So these are fulfillments in his internal recognition. The piersim is. That's how he expresses internal recognition. But these enhancements are enhancements in the Gavra's Maisa Hadlaka, not in the Pirsim of the Nes.
Yeah, but
I think the machlokas is, I think this is the smoothest way. I mean, it's hard to know. There are different ways to go here. But I say the smoothest way to say the question is the mahajra. There's definitely, everybody uses two things. There's the kiyam belev, the internal kiyam of the person when he does the mitzvah. And the way he does, the form in which he gets that kiyam belev is through doing an action of piyusim. So the question is the levels, these in the kiyam of mahajra and mahajran, is that a halacha in the lev, that he does it in a way that his lev is thinking about these ideas, or is it a kiyam in his piyusim, that the way in which he's getting the expressing the lev is through publicizing, that he publicizes the days, publicizes the number of night, you know? Mm-hmm. So is the halacha attached, the kiyumim, are they attached to the action, the maisa of piyusim, or to the kiyum, which is belev? It's a maisa of publicizing, but the kiyum is not in the people knowing it, the kiyum is internally in you. So it's these ideas reflected in the action of publicizing, they have to be public, otherwise it doesn't, or is it a kiyum in the laves? Then as long as your action is determined by those ideas, and you have those ideas in mind when you're doing it, then you have that kiyum.
So according to